You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Ian says he voted for himself. I said, that's stupid. And he said, oh, really? I'm going to make Masters weekend a holiday and the day after the Super Bowl a holiday. I'm voting for him. That's all there is to it now. I mean, you can't ask for more than that. Masters weekend. Oh, which, by the way, is next weekend. Hello. The Masters in the fall. Does it get any better than that? And how about the Houston Open this week? Are y'all, Dell, you got your tickets? You all lined up?
To what?
To the Houston Open.
Oh, that going on this weekend?
You're the worst person.
Why? Because I'm not aware of your golf tournament?
Yeah.
This is the only one that matters, right? The Masters.
No.
On CBS.
The Houston Open matters. It matters. Okay.
Remix.
Tiger's a huge dog this year for the Masters, by the way.
Yeah, well, he's playing like crap.
Yeah, but I've never seen him that high a dog.
Yeah, he's just playing like crap.
He's been playing like crap for the better part of the last 12 years. Except for that 1 year where he won the Masters.
Right. He is... he's playing better than this, Lance. He's really not. It'll be amazing if it makes the cut. He just is. He hasn't played.
Wow, he's that bad right now.
Well, he can't practice. I think there might be something physical. There was a possibility he was going to play in Houston. I mean, when you just can't hit balls, you can't beat balls the way he used to be. You know,
Are you saying he's in pain right now?
I'm saying that his injuries have caught up to him, yeah.
Huh. I wonder what he could do to take care of the pain.
Maybe some painkillers. I don't know.
This is where Molly Perkins is.
Oh.
That's a different show.
That is
an RIP show.
Do you know that I had an Oxy? There it is. Molly Perkins. I didn't even. Percocet. Represent.
Gotta represent. Hey. How come Trump didn't get Future on?
Yeah.
I said a little pimp or whatever he called him.
I don't know why he didn't. He should. I'm sure Future's voting for him.
Hopefully. What were you saying, Lance?
I didn't even realize that the pain pills I had for my shoulder that the doctor gave me were... I thought they were Vicodins. And I was like, man, it just feels great after you get that warm rush that kind of comes over you and you just feel like you don't, it just doesn't hurt as much anymore. Your mood is so much better. And so it wasn't until I had about three left that I realized, wait a minute, Oxycontin, wait. Huh. So I looked up the name on there. I was basically taking Oxys, Well, that's what's been that's one of the brands that's kind of ravaging,
right?
You know, the entire, and I realized, oh, this does work though. Like, it works. I get it, but I better stop this. And then my wife started calling me a junkie. She goes, you junkie.
Kind of are. I mean, if you're taking those.
I wasn't a junkie, but I can tell you this, they worked. I get it now.
Did you make a list of things you would do for your opioids?
No, I didn't.
I mean, behind the gas station, what would I do for these opioids?
No, it never got that bad.
Hey, opioids are no joke, man. They get people, they mess you up.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Oh, yeah. It's ravaged an entire country.
Hells yeah. Hells
yeah. What I don't get is the fentanyl, though, because I guess it's really, because it's such a small, tiny, tiny dose. If you go over that at all, it's deadly. Like, extraordinarily deadly if you go over the small, tiny, tiny bit. If somebody screws that up, that just, you know, is lights out. And there's something even worse than that. And I'm thinking, man, I don't even know why they would use this in any. Of course, Purdue Pharma, I saw what they agreed to. Whew. they agree to a giant chunk of money. And when you've seen a documentary about that, you realize, wow, these are really bad people. I mean, really, really bad people to openly, just openly not care about getting people. It's just all about sales. Sales, 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 sales.
Yeah.
Let's pump these out here. Pump these out. Who cares? Like, yeah, but these are incredibly addictive. Eh, who cares? Get them out there. Give bonuses to doctors who scratch these things off.
That's America. You know what else is America? For whatever reason, did you guys watch a game last night?
Yep.
Yes.
Why are the Giants Tom Brady's kryptonite?
Yeah, his worst games are the Giants and the Dolphins on the road.
What is the deal?
I don't know, because he did not look good. He was airmailing throws. Like, that was on time. He looked confused when the rush. Like, he's not – that whole pocket slide, pocket mobility thing, he is not the same guy right now in terms of being able to slide around the pocket. Yesterday, he just didn't throw the ball well. You're right. It is like a kryptonite. No matter what Giant team he sees, and this version is not a very good one, they're okay on defense. But he just wasn't throwing accurately. He just wasn't making good decisions, and he didn't cover. That's all that gets. It just gets right down to that. He just didn't cover the number.
And that's all that matters. It really kind of is.
Right. Dallas is now 0-8 against the number. That's all that matters.
Dude, and I think they could go 0-16 with DeNunzio and Zeke. And
not caring. You can tell the Cowboys just don't. Like, they have players who don't care.
No. They just don't. They
who's in the worst spot? This was asked of me, guys, by yesterday with the great AJ and Fred show. Who is in a worse position? And now think about this. The Texans or the Cowboys? Who's in a worse position? I have a little bit more complex answer, but what's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is that who's in a worse position?
Yeah.
It's the Cowboys. They still don't have their quarterback decided. Are they going to go with Dak? And how's he going to come back? You know, their offensive line is aging. They paid a lot of money to a running back. You're getting out of your running back this year, and hopefully you do it right. And you're not stupid about it. And you just get a guy. You find a guy. You can just find a guy. The Cowboys defense just sucks. It just sucks. Up and down. It's not like the Texans are any good either. But I think that they're probably pretty equal if you want to know the truth. The two defenses. And you got Mike McCarthy. You got Mike McCarthy, and if you stick with that, I don't care who the Texans hire, they're in a better position.
Now, what do you think? Now, you also know that Dallas actually has draft picks.
Yeah. The issue with the Cowboys is they're going
to... And they have CeeDee Lamb, and they have Michael Gallup.
Yeah, they would like to get away from Amari Cooper. Probably.
Yeah, I didn't mention their wide receivers because they're okay.
Yeah, they're okay there. The problem with the Cowboys is they tried to use this year as a prove-it year for Dak, and they don't get that. So now they're back in the position of trying to decide, is that going to last all offseason? Because look how bad they are. Are the Cowboys going to go in on Dak or draft the quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know.
If they weren't sure on him before, or at least they weren't willing to give him what he wanted, and this year he has the awful injury, what keeps them from drafting a quarterback? They're going to have a great pick. So that's a question I have about them. It's hard for me to say because they're the Texans and we're up close. But as long as they have the quarterback, and it's I don't want to say luck into the right hire, but if they can hire a GM and a head coach that are good, they got a shot. But who am I trusting to do that? Am I trusting Cal, the combination of them, him, and Easterby, and that consulting group to get it done? That's where my faith is lacking. But then the Cowboys have Jerry and Stephen Jones, so I don't trust
them. Yeah, right. You know what? I probably trust whoever's going to be in here. And allegedly, according to Cal yesterday, that Jack Easterby is not part of the decision-making. And maybe Jack Easterby is not going to have any football operations. Well, I don't want to say operations, but decision-making. If the general manager, I would hope, is going to walk in here and go, Football decisions are mine. Jack Easterby doesn't know anything about football. We're gonna football decisions are mine.
That's how it should be. I did hear a little rumor behind the scenes that Jack may know the writing's on the wall and may be looking for something else. But you know, I've also heard that he's ingratiated and that he'll still be in the mix. You know, doing. I don't know what his role will be, and if they don't want to get rid of him, that's Cal's decision. But you got to keep him out of football stuff. And this is the thing: Jack really wants to be a football guy. Like he really wants to. That's why he's been working. You think he wanted to stay team chaplain? No, that was his entree into the Chiefs was team chaplain. But he wanted to move up, and that's why he kept creating. He was a character coach. He had this character grading chart. That's how he got in with New England after the Aaron Hernandez situation. They brought him in to do stuff like that. Then he wanted to be even more than that, and so he latched on with Josh McDaniels, and they were both going to go to the Colts. I don't think it's any secret that Jack Easterby was one of the reasons that Brian Gang got pushed out of power. I don't know how much was Bill, how much was Jack, and how much was both of them conspiring to get rid of Gang. But then, when he needed to, he distanced himself from, he's a climber. We've talked about it.
I'm sure he had something to do with Chris Olsen as well.
And he's been, absolutely. And he's been, I think he's had something to do with just about everybody, because his character chart and all this, like your competency chart, if you do your work, why do you think so many people got whacked behind the scenes? I mean, if they were Rick people, but you could find, they don't fit. Here's the grade. They came through this grading scale. And I've heard that that's what Jack does behind the scenes, is he's always evaluating everybody behind the scenes. Well, he's been involved with – he negotiated the contract for Deshaun Watson. Bill did the other one, the horrible one with Laramie Tunsil. But this is a guy who wants to be a football guy. Like, he really wants to be a football guy. Well, that's why it's imperative that whoever comes in says, look – and I don't know how you get that written in your contract. How do you get it written in your contract that – if Jack Easterby even talks to me about football, I get an extra $300,000. That's what I'd have somebody write that in. If Jack Easterby even calls me or texts me and mentions anything having to do with football, then I get, every time he does it, I get a $150,000 bonus.
The only way you're going to be a champion is if Jack Easterby doesn't deal with football. And if you want to be a champion, and if you want to champion your own money, if you want to save more money every single month, my bill is just—it's just stupid how low it is. It just really is. So if you're looking for the best way to champion this whole electricity thing, it's Champion Energy, locally owned and operated. You're just going to get a great deal. They're not going to fee you to death, okay? Like the other companies are, because the other ones will promise you all of these things, and then they're going to say, well, you got to have this fee, this fee, this fee, this fee, and then when you look at the bottom line, you're paying more money. So you don't get taken in by all of these companies that keep promising you all of these different stuff, because they're just going to fee you to death. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So I got a call from Frankie yesterday. She's in Washington, D.C., working for the Republican Oversight Committee.
On what? The election?
No, oversight. She writes press releases for the Republican Oversight Committee. That's what she does.
So she's no longer working for the congressman from Louisiana?
No, she's been working for the Oversight Committee.
Okay.
Yeah, she switched. Anyway, they're evacuating. Everyone is evacuating Washington.
Oh, they're boarded up. You look at the streets, the boarded up, more fencing is going around the White House.
She said it's really scary. Really scary. Everyone is evacuating. She's evacuating with her girlfriends that she lives with to New Jersey.
What's the vibe? They think no matter who wins, there's going to be issues?
No. If Trump wins, there's riots. If Trump wins, the city will burn. That's the vibe.
That is, yeah. I don't know. A lot of people are angry, certainly.
Yeah. Well, and she said, Dad, because I've got a flight home for Thanksgiving. Can we move that up if Trump wins? Because I don't really want to go back to Washington.
So does she I'm trying to figure out how to say. Does she believe that who's fostering this vibe? Do they see people saying, if it happens, I'm rioting? Or is it just people talking around the Capitol?
No, she's seen plenty of – I mean, in Washington, dude, they are the liberals are. Did you see the people leaving – which speech was it? I think it was Pence's speech. They had people sitting in the crowd. Pence's acceptance speech to be vice president. Anyway, when people were leaving and walking to their cars, they were berated by the young, by youths and liberals, and it was just horrific. And Frankie said she was sitting in a restaurant, and they were jumping over the wall. And yell and screaming at people, and they were and Frankie was like, "Hey, we're cool," and they left her alone. But the cops said, the cops came to the restaurant. You need to leave. You need to get out of here.
And the thing is, from what I can tell, just from people I've talked to and just reading stuff, it's like the young people who have decided that they're going to make this a potential combat in the streets. They're not even the electorate. They're not even the base of.
No, they're not bunch the base. Of freaking idiots.
Yeah,
I mean they really are. They got to stop making everybody look stupid. They really have to stop thinking they're doing something. Or we're part of we're part of something big happening here. No, you're being an a-hole. Stop yelling. You vote, dummies. You don't go scream people down. And that goes for the people jumping. I've seen that kind of ridiculous stuff treating people. You know, yelling and threatening them, being physical after that. I saw that. That's ridiculous. The same way it's ridiculous for the, you know, physically bullying and menacing people with AR-15s at polling sites and stuff. Like, what are you doing? Where do we live? I swear to God, I don't even know where we live. I'm glad Houston is not like that. I mean, and John and I have talked about that before. I'm very thankful that we don't live in a city that has a bunch of freaking lunatics just running around.
I mean, we have been lucky, y'all. If you see what's going on, you see how they attacked Madison Avenue in Chicago.
Chicago was just
ridiculous. I mean, Portland, Seattle, Louisville. I mean, it is just.
But throw in Michigan, too, because you got a whole militia group. Threatening to what they had come up with a concept of kidnapping the governor. Like,
yeah.
We're talking about kidnapping a governor
because of her mask mandate, her lockdown mandate?
The whole thing. They said it. They're not even sure it was a political thing so much as it because some of those guys were more a couple of them were more left leaning. They were extreme, but it was more just, you know, once you get militias, the militias can be a little bit of a concern to me.
A little scary.
Yeah.
They're a little scary. But you had six guys who like, you know what makes sense? Let's kidnap the governor and give her justice. We'll start our own court system. Like, wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's really, that's TV movie stuff. No. This isn't real, right? That's a Netflix futuristic post-apocalyptic show, right? This isn't a real thing.
Nah, it's real. It's very real.
Anyway, so Washington, D.C. is going to be ground zero, y'all.
Well, it depends on the result, I guess.
Well, right. Depending on the result. And Frankie said it's unbelievable. Everybody's screaming. She said you're in the subway and people just screaming you down. It's just
Does Frankie have a name tag that says I work for the Republicans?
No.
Why are people screaming?
No, but she's a young white girl, so she gets hit. She gets attacked.
Huh. Yeah, that's probably not good.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, but luckily she said when she was in that restaurant and they were jumping over, it was like in a outside, you know, cafe kind of thing, and
she needs to play
jumping
up the Greek
over the wall and running into the restaurant and screaming everybody down. And
let me ask you a question, John. The Italian thing I don't think is going to save Frankie, but the Greek thing, I feel like Greek gives you a little bit better shot. Can she, like, is there any way that she can?
What's she gonna do?
I don't know.
How do you know? I mean, Frankie just looks like a little white
girl.
You can't tell.
What's demonstrably Greek about her?
Yeah. Well, you could kind of maybe just pencil in a little bit of the eyebrows to go kind of across the bridge. I don't know.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of yourself.
She carries around some side, you know, in a container, some tzatziki sauce. Like, hey, look, it's
just carrying around.
I'm carrying this around. Just
maybe some Windex. To spray on you,
Just Lance, maybe the Greek
really
flag. What about a Greek flag pin?
Well, yes. If she just wears that blue and white all the time,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
I still want to know how that's going to help in this regard.
Yeah, what's the difference? Why do they care if she's Greek or Italian?
I don't know. Ask Lance. That's your boy.
I don't know.
Well, I just feel like the Italian. You're not going to get away with anything Italian wise. It's just. I've been watching Fargo. The Italians are on there. I'm watching Peaky Blinders. The Italians are. Well, I can't believe it's taking me this long to watch Peaky Blinders.
She just wear a skirt?
Just on.
I'm season two.
Is the worst.
It is?
Well,
I thought the one with old fake Italian. Yeah. What's his name? Adrian Brody was the worst.
Adrian Brody was the worst actor
I've ever seen. He's not in season two.
Should Frankie just wear
season three?
A necklace of Kalamata olives around her neck?
Maybe.
Lance?
Not bad. Yeah, that's not bad.
Just hit people with oregano.
Maybe just always walk around with a Greek salad.
That's true.
Always walk around with a Greek salad in your hand.
But that'll run
cheese.
Through you.
You just got feta cheese because that's all.
Okay.
That's...
What about this? You just go, eh. What are you guys yelling at me for in the subway?
Isn't that your
I'm on your side. My whole country went broke 3 years ago.
Isn't that your Italian?
Yeah, that's your Italian.
Yeah, but also you just say, look at me. I'm from Greece. That's where you have to
look
come
at
out
me. I'm
and say
from,
Greece.
From Greece.
Yeah.
Get punched in the face. What do you mean, look at me? I'm from Greece. How's that going to help?
I don't know. Your customs.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not even from here.
I care about pistachio and facalabulis.
I'm not allowed to vote. I don't vote.
Hey, guys, let me ask you a quick question. You know where I can perhaps find some stuffed grape leaves around here and maybe a delicious gyro sandwich?
Is there figs she can eat? What do you want from her?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, stuffed grape leaves, so delicious. Maybe you have one of my fucalula medias.
Do you think if she just dabbed herself in olive oil, that would help her cause? What else should she do, Lance?
No, that's too much, Del. That's too much.
She's gone too far.
I've crossed the line now.
That's crossed the line, Del. Del, you just crossed the line. Dabbed yourself in olive oil.
A little bit of crossing the line there. And by the way, have you noticed that hummus just goes across all cultures? Oh. Hummus is...
You've heard
hummus,
John talking to Raheel.
Hummus and tabbouleh just hummus. Go across all... Yeah, I know. It doesn't go into his culture.
Well, that's what John thinks.
I know, but
no,
like...
Is it hummus, I say?
Yes.
No, he always couscous. Says couscous.
I thought you dropped... Well,
no, it's couscous.
Even that's still wrong, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not right. It's not.
It's more your culture, right?
Not
Mediterranean?
I think it says Israeli, isn't it? Isn't there such a thing as Israeli couscous?
Couscous? No
one
knows.
You both speak.
I think it's
Moroccan.
It's
Moroccan.
Thing. That's all I know. And all I know is when I'm going to get a Ford, I go to Chastang Ford. I went to Chastang Ford. I got my Expedition. And listen, I'm telling you, I love the Expedition, but the Explorer Sport, is an SUV, but it's sporty and it's fantastic as well. I don't know. The Expeditions right now, you got 20,000 off. The Explorers, you got unbelievable deals. $29,999 right now for the F-150 STX. Buddy of mine just got the STX, and he loves it, loves it, loves it. $499 per month or and not, with nothing down. Or $499 per month with nothing down. That's pretty damn good. Now, you can buy online. It's ridiculous that you can buy online at Chastang Ford. Yes, you can. You can customize your deal. You can get it all delivered. Everything right now at Chastang Ford is ready for you. You get value your trade, get pre-approved, schedule a test drive, and get your delivery to your home at ChastangFord.com. You can actually buy the whole thing. You don't have to go to the dealership. And that's no, you can't do that at other dealerships. I've talked about this before. They won't let you because they want to upsell you on everything. That's not the way they do it at Chastang Ford. That's not the way, Patrick said, that's just not the way to start a relationship, okay? Where I tell you a price, and then when you get here, it's $3,000 more. I don't do it that way. But that's everybody else does, but he doesn't. ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. You're looking for the best deal on a Ford, Chastang Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, David makes a good point. Isn't Frankie part of the Asian community too, since her dad is? So I ask LZ, what would she wear and how would she sound in the Asian community?
Yeah, Lance.
Lance?
I don't know if he's back yet.
No.
Better that he doesn't answer, really.
Oh.
Well, I guess maybe not better.
See, that's why I waited. That's why I was being quiet. I knew John would eventually answer.
Dustin is a huge Cowboy fan. Mm-hmm. Texans are far worse off. Dallas has 10 draft picks next year. Jerry actually has run businesses. Cal has never run anything in his life. They'll get Dak done. The same people who brought you O'Brien are kept him. Are still in charge.
Aren't the same people who brought us Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy still in charge?
Yeah, those people are there too.
Yeah, they can get away from McCarthy in May after this year. It'll be a little expensive.
And we can trust them to hire a good coach next time, right? Since
well,
their
I
first,
mean, they stuck the, with Jason Garrett forever. Like, that's no great shakes over there.
Yeah, I mean, and then
they don't have a real GM. I mean, come on.
And then the guy you hire, you're out on in a year, possibly.
But
well, you'll be better off if you realize your mistake. Oh, if they keep McCarthy longer than that.
Oh, I'm not saying they shouldn't fire him. What I'm saying is their decision was to keep Jason Garrett far too long, and then their next decision was to hire McCarthy, who they have to fire within a year.
But I don't mind you making a bad decision as long as you understand you made a bad decision and you rectify it.
But they've made multiple bad decisions in a row. So why do I trust them to make make a good decision? That's my point.
Well, I mean, just because you make bad – everybody makes bad decisions, Dell. Doesn't mean you can't make a good decision.
What's not like by the Cowboys luck? Have been wildly successful.
No, because you actually, you I don't know, you get it right this time.
How good has that crew been over the last 20 years, John?
Let's how go many, through Jerry's right decisions. He ran off Jimmy.
How many bad decisions did Beth Harmon make?
I don't know. Who's Beth Harmon?
Beth Harmon is the Queen's Gambit.
Well, you like her because she's a drunk and a
drunk
druggie.
And a drug addict. Yeah,
you're a fan. But let's stick with the Cowboys. Let's go through all Jerry's bad decisions. Ran off Jimmy, hired Barry Switzer and won a Super Bowl. Did Dave Campbell get a head coaching job at some point? The Bill Parcells thing didn't work out. He's made bad decisions over and over.
They hired Dave Campbell.
Yeah. Why are we pretending like it's just a recent string of bad decisions?
Well, I'm not sure that Jason Garrett was a bad decision.
How long?
Maybe keeping him as long as they did.
Yeah, that's the thing. Keeping him as long as they did.
Well, look how long the Texans. Yeah.
The question is,
teams. You know what? Here's though, we don't make knee jerk decisions.
Yes, you do.
I don't make knee jerk decisions.
Got rid of Brian Gain after 1 year.
Right.
We don't make knee jerk decisions.
No. Yeah.
You hired Jack Easterby to executive vice president of football.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
That's knee-jerk as it gets.
Well, Was it Hoyer? No, it was Tom Savage for a half. No, a whole preseason. Tom Savage, our starter. Tom Savage, our starter. Tom Savage, our starter. One half of football. Get in there, Deshaun.
They don't make knee-jerk decisions.
Yeah. Hoyer gets a game and he's done. And then, yeah, you know, when I was asked that question by Fred and AJ, yeah, obviously right now the Texans are in worse shape. Obviously. But I think there is two different ways to answer that. Right now the Texans are in worse shape. And I'll start with the fact that they don't have core talent. You just don't have core talent. If you tell me who are the Texans' five best players and who are the Cowboys' five best players, the Cowboys win easily. But when you really start thinking about it, though, the Cowboys also, if they lock into Dak Prescott long term, they're going to be locked into some money at quarterback, wide receiver, and running back, and defensive end. They do have an aging. John mentioned the offensive line, Teron Smith. You know, Lyle Collins was out this year. He opted out. Teron Smith has just not been the same guy for quite some time after injury. Zach Martin's getting older. By losing Frederick, Tyler Bedash is not the answer at center. You're not going to be very happy with that, Cowboys. I think Connor Williams is just a guy. Sean Lee has played his first game. He's about to be done. And then Leighton Vander Esch just continues to have injury issues. And then you've got secondary problems, too. So I don't know that the Cowboys are in better shape right now. Yes, they have draft picks. They have a lot of stuff. But I'm not sure that that's the answer in 2 years. I think the Texans might be, you know, you might be able to argue that the Texans right now at least have some freedom to cut loose some contracts that they don't like. The problem is you just don't have draft. It's hard to get away from the fact that you don't have a first and second. I mean, all your best players, Bernard McKinney, second. Zach Cunningham, second. First rounder for Deshaun. First rounder for JJ. First rounder for Will Fuller. DeAndre Hopkins was a first rounder. Laramie, you traded two first rounders for. Howard was a first rounder. Like, who are your good players that you find? Reed is the only one I can think of. Right now, I wouldn't call him good. I'd call him average. So the Texans don't have a history of finding really good talent in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds. Everything comes in the first and second round. That's everything they've ever done has been first and second round picks for the most part. Eric Winston was a third.
Well, now you're going to have a different – but this new regime can't take the sins of the old. So hopefully they'll get better at it.
Yeah, but you need a first and second round pick.
No. Well, you don't have them, so there's nothing you can do about it. Right. Unless you can get rid of JJ and pick up a second rounder for him. You got to do that within 6 hours now. You got 6 hours left. Before.
So I ask an NFL personnel guy, hey, what do you think Will Fuller would go for? He said fourth.
And he's one of your better players.
I would shoot for a third, but I think you're going to get a fourth. Yeah. Because he's up. It's a rental. Most people don't give up a third rounder for a rental. What would Bill O'Brien pay
for him?
Well, he paid a third for Demaryius Thomas. And Demaryius was at the end of his was at the end of his career. Will Fuller, you could argue, is in the prime of his career.
Yeah. No, right. But you also got his contract to worry about.
Yeah, because he's a rental unless you're going to re-up him. And then you have to – and the re-upping, it's not like an easy decision. Once you get hurt, you stay hurt. Will Fuller is a guy who stays – like, he's hurt every year. So you can't just ignore that.
Well, if you're going to give up a draft pick, you sign him to a longer-term deal. The question is, how much money do you give him? He's at $10 million right now.
I can get away from Will Fuller. I don't have to sign him. Long term, for the Texans didn't sign Demaryius. They gave up a third for Demaryius Thomas and let him walk.
Well, right, but you guess what? That was the Texans doing that.
Well,
who's going to give up a third and let him walk?
No, not a third. A fourth you could give. You could let.
Yeah, but Will I ain't doing it for a fourth.
Who, the Texans?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I've got a possibility of him signing somewhere else and getting compensatory.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I don't know if he'd sign for enough to get you a third. I think he'd get you a fourth, which would be later than the other fourth you get. But, yeah, now here's the thing. You have to be looking, and this is why you need a cap guy. This is why you need a GM. You need to already have an idea of what you're going to do. Okay, we're gonna sign. Because the more players you cut for cap reasons, the more free agents you have to sign. And if you sign more free agents and you lose, you don't get comp picks. I don't care who – I don't care what free agent you could lose Aaron Rodgers, and it wouldn't matter. If you sign five players and you lose four, you do not get a
Well, then you just got to do it smart. That's all.
You yeah, but you still have to fill out a roster. If you start cutting Bernardrick, McKinney, you know, you and I have talked about guys you could get away from. If you start cutting all these guys, you got to add players to your team. Those are free agents or draft picks. You don't have a lot of draft picks. That means adding free agents, and you lose your chance for comp picks. So that's why this all has to be planned out in advance. This all has to – you already have to know how many guys you're probably going to get rid of and what your comp pick situation is going to look like. Because if you don't think you can get a comp pick, if you say, man, we're going to have to add at least 7 free agents and we're only going to lose like 4, then you know what? Then you don't care about comp pick. You go trade Will Fuller for what you can get.
Yep. All right, let's get Biscuit in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Biscuit.
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
Hey, Biscuit, you know, who'd you vote for?
You don't have to answer that.
Look, I'm not afraid, man. I can't, man. It's too much drama. I can't do 4 more years of this, man. We can't, man. I used to remember a time when we didn't even see the president, huh? And we barely even noticed he was around.
It was great. Every time they had press briefings, I never heard a thing about, like, who cares about a
Remember
president?
When the State of the Union was a big deal? Now it's like, the guy's on TV every day. Who cares about the State of the Union address? Well, Biscuit, what else did you have to say?
What I was getting to, man, and you guys kind of touched on it, man. I don't know what happened or when it happened, and I can't – this is not all on the president. But we live in a society, man, where being decent and in order is went out the window, man. And the thing that comes to my mind, man, is the Florida coach. And I understand the dude got hit cheap shot or whatever. But for the coach to run out on the – he almost started a melee himself. To run out on the field like he did, and then they had to almost tackle him to get him back to the locker room, and then he come back out the locker room.
Yeah. The way Dan Mullen acted was out of line.
He got that's $90,000 fine. $90,000.
Ooh.
That's steep.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty sporty.
I mean, he was inciting. He was not acting as a peacemaker.
You saw 90? I'm seeing everywhere 25K.
No, I saw 90.
Because I type in fine. Everywhere is 25K. That's why people are like, wait a minute. Kiffin got that number for, you know, tweeting about officiating mistakes, and Mullen was out there about to start a fight? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you see it somewhere. I just see a lot of 25K. Multiple players suspended from both teams for a half. So Florida's going to miss a couple of players for the half, for a first half against Georgia.
I saw 90. Maybe you're right, but I saw 90.
What's up, Biscuit? What else you have?
I say he's and Mullen's in a leadership position. You know, you expect more from him. It's like, okay, man, yeah, the ref missed the call. Let's not lose our head. I mean, that's what the coach is supposed to do. Okay, fellas, they missed the call. We're going to come back, and you know, but for him to go out there, and like I said, he almost started a melee, and now some of the kids are going to be the one to suffer, man. It's not the kids. Now, you guys talked about the youngsters or whatever. It's not the young. They getting examples from us grown folks, and that's what they're taking their hints from.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is a different world. Everybody yelling at everybody. Biscuit, we appreciate it. Yo, you're right. It's 25. I don't know where I saw. Somebody said, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So it's 25. Let's get Jerry in here quickly before break. Hey, Jerry.
Hello?
Yeah, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, John, I'm calling from Wild Golf Club, where they're having a Houston Brew-Am today. It's a micro, the craft breweries. They're having a tournament out here. There's beer on every hole. I thought you might like that.
That is totally sweet.
If it's Coors Light?
Coors Light on every hole? That is awesome. That's unbelievable.
No, not Coors Light, but there's some good beers. Hey, I had a basketball question, and I wanted to tell you who I voted for.
Okay.
The basketball question is, they just re-upped Elton Brand in Philly to be GM, and now Daryl Morey is director of basketball operations. Can y'all explain to me what the difference in those two positions are? Is Brand Morey's biznatch now, or what's going on?
You know, that's interesting. You got a GM, and then you got a the vice president of basketball operations as well. I'm guessing it's Daryl Morey, who's Elton Brand's boss. I guess But Elton Brand has still got the GM title. Daryl Morey, I don't know. That's a weird deal, isn't it?
So, you know, Dennis Lindsay elevated to, I think he's like president of the Jazz now and not GM. So he's in a different position. I don't really know. Like, I guess that Daryl does. It's maybe the conduit between owner and GM is president of basketball operations, and maybe he's responsible for business, a lot of the business side as well, handling the business details. I've kind of wondered that as well. It seems like a lot of extra money that's being spent over there. You think Daryl is going to – I think Daryl is going to do a good job in Philly. I think they were lucky. That's like we've always said, anybody – you better have a – if you want to get rid of Morey – We've always said this. If you want to get rid of Morey, want to get rid of, I'm sure Manny's very happy. I know Lamont's very happy. What is your plan? You better have a plan to replace him. Their plan was general counsel. So you're going to bring a guy with no NBA experience into general manager. And how long was Morey on the market? Like 0 seconds. They could. It was a race to get Daryl Morey locked into Philadelphia.
Or so we think.
I think it may have happened before.
Yeah, right. I mean, which is why Daryl walked in and said, I want out.
Yeah, I think there's a decent chance that Philadelphia made it known to Daryl's agent or whoever that, hey, boy, we would love, if Daryl gets fired by Tillman, we would love to talk to him.
Right. He's president, not vice president of basketball, president of basketball operations, which I would imagine is above general manager because you're a president. If you're the president, you're above everything and everybody, and you're more important and you're better than them.
Unlimited power, I think, even, maybe.
Yeah. So why they retained Elton Brand and extended him, I don't know. Maybe Daryl said, oh, I want to work with the guy. But it's Daryl that's going to make – are you GM? Are you like Andy Reid's offensive coordinator?
What if Elton Brand comes out?
This guy is a total idiot, this Morey. He's the worst GM. I don't listen to him.
He's going to treat Morey like he's Fauci?
Well, Daryl's the president. Brand is the...
Wait, Daryl's? Yeah, no, Daryl's the president?
Yes. Daryl's president of basketball operations.
So what is Elton Brand?
He's the GM.
Doing?
He's the GM, yeah.
No, but what's he really going to do?
He's the chief
doing?
Of staff.
He's Eric Bieniemy. He sits there and watches Andy Reid call the plays.
Do it in like the presidential. Like, who would he
is
be?
He, is he Pence?
Is he a cuck?
Oh no!
I'm not saying that. So Daryl. So wait a minute. Daryl would be Trump.
Is then, Brand Pence or is the owner what? Trump?
No, Daryl is Trump. He's the president of basketball operations. He's the all powerful.
Is Brand Jim Barr or not Jim
Bill
Barr?
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr.
I think he's Pence.
He's. Daryl is Pence?
No, Brand is Pence.
Brand is Pence, yeah.
Oh,
he
man.
Just sits there and watches.
And maybe by tonight, Brand is Kamala Harris.
Well, could be.
And Daryl is Biden?
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Daryl wants to be either one, to be honest with you.
Jerry, who'd you vote for?
You know.
Well, this is for Dale. I'm from League City, and I just wanted to know that I voted for Biden. And not all League City residents are AR-15 toting Trump supporters.
I never said that.
I tend not to support science denying bigots. So that's why I voted for Biden. Y'all have a good day, guys. I love y'all's show.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Jerry. Who said? No, I didn't say that about League City.
That's all you've been saying for the past couple years.
This is called fake news, and
no.
I feel like it's appropriate at this time to tell everyone. I don't believe anyone is. Any city is simply AR-15 carrying bigots.
Well,
I don't believe an entire city.
I'm pretty
city
sure that's
that.
What League City is. That's what you kept saying.
That's what you say
during the breaks.
That's what they've said about you.
Yeah,
that's what they've said.
Who was they?
Those people.
Okay.
A lot of people. I'm hearing
Lance.
This.
Lance, talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios. I'll be out there tonight. This weather is incredible. It really is. We're going to have a high of 75. I got to see what we're doing for dinner tonight because what I'm dying to do is throw a big pork butt on there and just smoke that and get that going for the night. Maybe a couple racks of ribs. Just really pork it up. It's a great time anytime on my patio from Texas Custom Patios because it's just as beautiful as the day they installed it for me. The difference it makes from my backyard – and I've said this, and I am not lying about this, on my kids. the biggest response I've ever had on any social media post was when I put a before and after picture of my backyard on Facebook, and people just went crazy about it. And I think one of the reasons is because they can see their own homes and the changes when you see before and after. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com. Go check out the before and afters. And, you know, you're going to find that your home, no matter what you think, when you have the designers like Steve and Shell out there who are building top-notch patios, qualities with great, you know, built-in kitchens and fireplaces, anything you want, you are going to be able to match dollar-for-dollar value on your home when it comes time to sell it. But it really turns a house into a home. TexasCustomPatios.com. Check out the before and afters, and they will help you find your perfect outdoor living space. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Was that an interference on the last play of the game? On the two-point conversion?
I thought he got there a little early. Let me put it this way. I was surprised they picked the flag up because that's one that once you call it, I don't see how you pick the flag up from there. He did bump him a second too early, just a brief smidge too early. If you hadn't called it, it would have stayed. If you did call it, it should stay. I was shocked that they called it a non-penalty. Now, the ball was thrown a little behind the runner coming out of the backfield, which hurt. Daniel Jones didn't get rid of the ball quickly, but what did you think? I didn't think it should have.
I didn't think it was a penalty.
Yeah, John, because you talk a lot about not rewarding quarterbacks and receivers when the ball is underthrown.
Oh my
gosh. Does this fall in that category?
No. It's the deep pass that two guys are running, and then the receiver turns around and reaches over.
Yeah.
And you throw a crappy pass, and you get rewarded because he's got great coverage on the guy.
Oh, you didn't hear Chris Collinsworth, did you, this weekend?
No.
Oh, he said the exact same thing.
I've been saying this. I can't stand it.
They had Chris Collinsworth said, you know, they're going to have to do something. He said, if I would do this 10 to 15 times a game where I would intentionally underthrow it and let the wide receiver try to come back for it and just pick up penalties. He said, that's all I would do is I would do that 10 to 15 times a game. It's just underthrow it so the wide receiver could try to come back to it and run through the DB and get a penalty.
Right. I mean, it's terrible because you got great coverage on the guy and the quarterback throws a crappy pass and you get penalized 35, 40 yards. I mean, it's just dumb. It's just dumb. It's bad for the game. It's just bad because you're rewarding mediocrity or even less than mediocrity.
So I think it should be more penal than 15 yards. Nothing should ever be 50-yard penalties. That's the dumbest. That's like three personal fouls. Come on. It's ridiculous and it's archaic. Why now?
Well, but here's why. You see college players, what they do is they just grab guys because they know they're beat.
Well, so they grab sacks because, you know, tackles automatically grab and that's a 10-yarder. Why don't you make it a little bit more? Why don't you make it more penal? Make it a 25-yard penalty if the penalty happens beyond 25
yards. Well, all you gain on that is the down because you would have gotten a sack, right? All you gain is the down. Because it's still first down, and now it's first and 20.
Well, you could have
What you gain if you grab a guy who's going to break wide open, what you're gaining is giving up a touchdown.
Yeah, but you can't have a 50-yard penalty. You can't have that. That's got to stop. I mean, that really does. Why don't you make it a 25-yard penalty? It's a spot foul up to 25 yards, and that's the most a penalty could be. Why? Because you've never had a 15-yard penalty. You've had 37-yard penalties. You've had 41-yard penalties. Right. I don't want to hear that you can't have a 25-yard penalty just because it's never been that way in the NFL. You have make-believe penalties every game with yards, random yards over 15 yards. Make it a 25-yarder is the most you can get. That way, it is more than that college game where you just grab a guy, and 15 yards is not the end of the world, but a 25-yard penalty is that's a decent hit, but at least it's not something ridiculous that, you know, that gets you down to the 3-yard line.
Well, and another but here's the deal is I've been calling for this for years. Underthrown balls stop with the penalty. If it's an overthrown ball, an uncatchable ball, they put their hand over their head and they go uncatchable, so that's not a penalty. Why on an underthrown ball where a wide receiver just has to run through a cornerback who's running with him stride for stride, that's a penalty?
It's not a penalty if the corner gets his head around.
Well, it doesn't matter if the corner gets his head around or not. It shouldn't be a penalty either. A head around, you know what? None of them do, Lance. They don't get their head around. It's rare that they get their head around.
But it's technique. You're supposed to. The good ones do.
Well, no, they don't. No, there's so many guys that get, even good ones are running with the guy, and they're going to try to time it when the ball gets there, and instead the ball is so crappily thrown, underthrown, that the guy
two different things now. You can't, just because you're not led doesn't mean that you can't. You still need to have access to make a play on the ball if you're a wide receiver. You can't just take that away. Because a guy's beat. Like, you can't take it away because.
But these are balls. Half the time, they're balls that are so poorly thrown that it's. If a guy is running with you, though, he's got. To me, the guy has the right to be there where he's running and running down the field. And you're the one that's stopping and trying to climb over him when he's got a right to be where he is.
There's a right way and a wrong way, though. There are. The officials will say. There's a right way and a wrong way.
The rule just says if the receiver comes back, it doesn't matter what the DB is doing. If he comes back to the ball, he's going to get the penalty. I think it sucks.
Yeah, why don't they deem underthrows uncatchable?
Yeah,
well,
right.
because some underthrown balls are catchable. Some aren't.
If you run through the DB to come back to it, that's
uncatchable because the DB is running with you.
If you have to run backwards, but if a ball is short, that doesn't mean that you don't have a right to make a play on the ball.
There are a couple plays in that Giants game that they were running, not necessarily in phase, but maybe...
Mike Evans, I saw that. It was horrible.
A couple plays where the Giants, I think Jabril Peppers on one play on Scotty Miller, and then what's his name? Is it Bradbury?
Yeah, Bradbury on Evans. Evans was a bad one.
But even the one they didn't call pass interference, he was running stride for stride on like a corner route or post corner, whatever it was, and Bradbury stuck his arm out, and the ball was well thrown, but he was there, stuck his arm out, batted away. Jabril Peppers did the same thing. They're in good coverage. If those balls are poorly thrown and the DB and the receiver stops, because the receivers know, let me just stop here, and I'll cause contact. They're going to throw a flag. You're just going to punish them because Tom Brady underthrew the football.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really not a lot different than NBA drawing fouls when Harden runs into the lane and he throws his arms up. You see wide receivers, you can tell when wide receivers are trying to make a legitimate effort. You can tell when cornerbacks are just trying to face guard because they're beaten and they're too scared to turn their head around. Like there should be more judgment used, because if you're in position, if you're in phase, as you said, Dell, and you are playing it, there's a right way technique-wise to play it. If you're in phase and you're in position and you're not panicking, yes, I think there should be some common sense used by what. But it's hard. Like, just like in the NBA, generally speaking, James Harden gets to the free throw line. Like, that's not changing because, yes, technically – he did create, contact was created, and it is technically a foul. On the three-point shots, there is a foul, but they let it go too much. Like the kick out, the leg thing that he does to hit the ground, I don't love it. I don't love it. I don't think it's in the spirit of the game. I think that's worse, frankly, than what I see in the NFL, where I don't think plays are intentionally run at this point to try to draw a 15-yard penalty. Do I think wide receivers will kind of flail a little bit? Yeah, I thought Mike Evans did it yesterday.
And the NBA has made corrections. They do the swinging thing, so you don't get your three free throws. Right. It's a side out if you're not in the bonus. So I think that could be your remedy to some of that. Instead of giving you the spot, like you said, if it's 30 yards down the field, make it a 25-yard penalty.
All right, 713-780-3776. Got to get some insurance in here, Lance.
TGS Insurance makes it so easy for you to find homeowners insurance. Now, you already have a homeowners insurance if you're a homeowner. I get that. But if you've been with the same company for year after year after year, I guarantee you are exactly who I'm talking to, because you are way, way, way overpaying. That was happening to me. I didn't know it. I just thought I was getting all these discounts because that's what they said. And then I come to find out that it was just like I was paying way too much. And it's so easy to find out. All you have to do is text the word money, because that's what you're going to save. You text the word money to 232323. Those are three straight LeBrons or three straight Jordans, whatever generation you're in. And what you're going to find out is that within 15 seconds, they can get you a firm homeowner's quote with an A-rated insurance company. And this is your opportunity to find out whether or not you can be one of those people that are saving $900 or more annually on your homeowner's insurance. Wouldn't that be great to find $1,400, $1,500 savings that you can put to your bottom line that you didn't have previously? In these tough economic times, it's huge. And they want to help you do that, and they make it very easy. Text the word money to 232323 or go to the website at tgsinsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.